So, hey guys, good morning. This is ex-professional podcast, the podcast about explosion protection, EX owners engineering, EX compliance. There are a few words to say. And we started this podcast more like about make the whole topic more close to people who have less attention, who have less knowledge, but want to get more updates on the system and how to deal with which areas of the different industrial fields are into and how we shall deal it. All my partners are professionals on the field from various aspects. We already interviewed people from the fire protection, work safety, even manufacturers and people from various fields. Today we have a special guest who is an IT professional, which might be a subject far away, but I do hope to give you some updates regarding Intel information about how close this is today to the world of compliance and the world of explosion protection. Our today guest is Mr. Gergely Kovács from an IT company who is dealing with softwares for hazardous areas. Gergely, just a few words from your side.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Gergely, I'm the leader of EPDS, which is called like our software, it's called the Explosion Protection Documentation System. And basically, we are developing a platform, which is a document and workflow management system for enterprises to help them to comply with industrial regulations and standards.
I do believe you've been trained, you've been educated as an IT professional. What was your very first impression when you joined this subject? You got in touch with this subject. What was your feeling? What was the reaction from your counterpart? Did they support you? Did they understand what you are willing to offer? What solutions? So what was the first reaction? Let us not forget, world of explosion protection has been pretty much connected to paper, okay, and Excel sheets, okay? So, and to be honest, I started my career back in the early 90s, and we've been very satisfied with the paper and Excel, okay? So to be honest, I was more than happy. And then I met you, okay? And then you told me, hey guys, no, there is much more needed.
Well, actually, my first impression was surprise.
Surprise in a good sense or more like, oh my gosh?
I'd say surprise. kind of both together, because I met a lot of managers who liked the idea and understood why it's important to have data and have everything digitalized, because we are living in a world that even at home we see that why is it important and how it can make our life easier. Just imagine how you pay your taxes and everything. But then I went to big, very modern facilities producing like very high-tech equipment and everything. And I realized that okay, they have this, but the pressure to maintain the production just let all these companies to not to care about all the activities which are necessary, but in the everyday life of a company they just don't seem to be that important, and they felt like compliance is more like a hustle and they didn't want it to invest and spend time on it. So yes, they said that they are using paper, which was surprising for me because it's very old school and sometimes it's very hard to administer and find it. But then it just turned out that basically sometimes they just focusing on production and not focusing on having these necessary activities done.
Okay, but let me be very honest. We do have SAP on place, so we do have Oracle system, we do have Microsoft, okay? So many systems are in place, but do they have any relation to the EX compliance engineering, the vocabulary of explosion protection? Because they are already in place, okay? So why not to interface with them, okay? Or how to deal with the existing systems?
We have existing systems and they are working well until you want to manage only orders and ordering assets, ordering jobs, but these systems are not prepared to follow up and giving the follow up the life of each equipment. So if you have like a special regulation back in explosion protection, then you really need to know that what and when happened in an equipment and that activity was done by who, then these systems are not appropriate for them, for it.
So you mean the main differentiation to all these existing systems in relation to site compliance are here we are talking about one sole equipment, one piece of equipment, and even if we have 16,000 of light fittings from the same type, same manufacturer, still we need to deal with each one of them.
Yes, definitely. So we need, that's it what we call and what I mentioned in the beginning, that the lifetime tracking of each individual equipment. So we need data from each individual equipment. And usually we have all this data in the companies, but the companies just don't use them.
Okay, but I do believe the big fight for you guys shall be pretty much mainly companies believe to deal with compliance as a repeating interval for each and every inspection. Yes, if the inspection is passed, okay, so there's a big tick mark at the end of the sentence, and everybody is happy. Sorry, say again.
I just said that then they are happy and
they are happy
for the next 3 weeks.
And it means this is the way of doing. But on the other side, there are a lot of interactions in between. Okay, all these, and certainly, let me say, if I am as an inspector go to site and checking each and every. A set on site installed and running there, and with the ID in mind that it is EX, then I should have been, or at least I should be aware of that what happened to them in the meantime. Okay, because three years, 1 year, 2 years, just a long period of time.
Yeah, that's why it's important to make local maintenance guides using this system instead of pen and paper. Because what we see is that compliance and all these kind of activities are more like a hassle for the people working in factories because they are focusing on production. And if something works, they just don't want to care about all the other stuff. But during like these long periods, like campaigns are changing, they have to buy new assets because something went wrong. And if they don't have the data of it, then it could happen that most of the production is not compliant with EX standards. And it could lead like big failures or incidents, and then production just stops and it's not good for anyone.
Can we say that all the systems you ever installed, okay, onto a site or different sites, various sites globally, Are they supported by the people on site, or is there a fight to convince them, to make them use to their benefit? what is the very first reaction?
Of course, there is a, let's say, fight between us, a system, us IT system integrators, or between management and workers, because first of all, people working on pen and paper for like years, 10, 20 years, it's very hard to make them change their daily routine. And also the fact that from the time that everything is automatically uploaded into a system and everything that I as a worker do will be visible in the system, it makes workers feel that okay, it's a little bit dangerous because it will be easier to change my knowledge. And they also afraid that okay, if I make a mistake, it will be visible to everyone. But to be honest, it's a fear of people which is unnecessary, because the management and the system is not to blame people because doing their job. It's to make their job easier by giving them smart and innovative tools by which they can work more effectively. And if there is something to change, they don't have to look for other people and look for papers and documentation that, okay, I need to change this and that equipment, but then I need to know that what is the zone, what happened here before, what kind of equipment I need to order. It's just to have all the information by the hand.
If we considering all the available software solutions on the market, many of them have a kind of dashboard which easily give a very nice and smooth overview about, for example, failures, for example, activities. Okay, so it's a nice summary, and I do believe that's a great help. So I do believe that's a very first, very good start, even for your system to introduce it to the people, because as they turn it on, okay, immediately got such a nice and welcoming overview for their better understanding. Can we say some kind of let me say nice approach till 100? You would still propose pen and paper, 100 piece of assets I'm talking about, and above 100, let's go with a software solution. Is there any kind of differentiation you may define?
I would say that if there is more than one people working with assets, then it's better to have a software. Even if you have like 50 assets, but 10 people are working with it, pen and paper and Excel sheets won't be appropriate, because people just sometimes forget to put the papers to the right place, leave it in their shelves, forget to administer, and we will lose information.
Let me do a turnaround, okay? We do have a software, okay? Let us imagine. We do have a software, but for the software, I need hardware, and I need a very I need to how to say come to a very sensitive topic: identification of assets. How do you differentiate between two exactly identical assets, like two light fittings from the same manufacturer, from each other? And let us not forget the case, one of them will be brought to the repair facility or exchange the gasket, exchange the cover, whatever, and come back again and maybe installed in a different place. How do you track it? Because you just said the magic word, lifetime tracking. Lifetime tracking means that I can identify you, okay? I can identify you because you have a name, but this name, let us be honest, might have another person as well, okay? Because especially your family name is a very common one in your country. How do you identify an asset and how do you do that, the real-time tracking?
Yeah. The old school way to identify assets is by giving them a unique ID number, like we people have our ID numbers. But since we have all these new technologies, we don't really like it. We offer to have like smarter solutions. You can use like QR codes, barcodes, and RFIDs. And we personally really prefer using RFIDs for asset identification because that is the easiest way to read the IDs, especially at harsh industrial environments, because it can happen that QR codes, barcodes, or written labels are just becoming invisible or destroyed. And also, we had a very funny story with one of our clients who used QR codes before, that after implementing our system, they just realized that some of the equipment was never really inspected between two inspections during the daily life of the company, because the workers had a photo of the RFIDs. And it was in their shelves.
You said RFIDs. How can you...
Not RFIDs, sorry, QR codes.
Ah, the QR codes, okay.
And it turned out, after implementing our system, that two equipments, which were like 5 kilometers from each other, were inspected by a colleague in a few minutes. And they just realized that something is wrong. And then they decided that, okay, we need to look for something which proves, which makes the people really go to the equipment.
And what about the smart labels, which been introduced to the market late 2019? I believe there is a DIN, a German standard, been introduced to the market and accepted worldwide. To be honest, it's an ISO standard, I believe, or IEC. I don't know yet.
Yeah. No. I saw this standard, but I don't really want equipment installed with that kind of smart labels, but basically these labels are RFIDs as well. So if you have an equipment with this kind of label and using our system, you can just read this smart label and use it as an identification tool for your asset. And from that time, all the information you have about the asset, all the documentations and previous activities done in the system will be there in your hand.
I do believe that this is the freedom of any available software on the market, that it's pretty easy to make an interface to any existing, let me say, identification or even existing softwares, if they are open, I mean, and there are gateways. You said... funny stories. You said reactions from the workers, but I do assume that, like in every case, without a strong management support, such a system, and the real operation of such a system cannot be possible. So there is a very strong mindset from the management shall be there in place and daily base, that they do support and they do apply all these system on daily base. Is it correct?
Yes, it's correct. It's like for each and every system, like it's only worth. Like systems are only working if you are using them, and if you want your people to use the system, you really have to change the company culture. in a way that there should be a culture of compliance, as I usually call it, which makes people to use the system. But it's not only true for this big industrial system, it's also true for everything you use in your daily life. For example, if you have a shopping list on your mobile, share with your wife, but none of you are using it, then you won't be able to buy the stuff the other ones. So this is what we need to make all our clients understand, that they really have to put some energy in the implementation of the system and make people to use it.
You are in a lucky position. My wife has the list on her mobile and sharing with me. So this is more like a daily scenario. Anyway, for sure, I fully agree. There are systems we already implement. There are operational, concepts which we acknowledge their performance on daily basis. As a future perspective, how do you see the chance? And what is the current ratio? Let me ask it in a different way. What is the current ratio today? If we are talking about 100 industrial units, okay, refineries, petrochemical, sugar mill, wastewater, whatever. So all EX, okay, in a way. How many of them currently, talking about 100 in percentage, how many are applying EX compliance software? What is your estimate?
A special EX compliance software?
Yeah. Which is dealing with lifetime tracking. And let us be honest, okay, you mentioned lifetime tracking. Lifetime tracking is a word, okay, defined by the very early standards of explosion protection. Okay, so it is nothing new. Okay, and certainly in the recent years, all the systems have been updated, and now these solutions are available. Okay, so we can use them. But how many? What is your estimate? How many they really use it?
I would say at the moment, and that was another surprise for me, it's only few percent who are using this kind of special system, because
two digits or one?
I would say maximum 10 at the moment.
A 10 digits, 10 digits or 10%?
Using pen and paper and Excel. But as I see, we are at the phase when it should start booming, since we have not only these lifetime tracking solutions and smart solutions, but you also have IoT very much in the factories. They have a lot of data, and when the companies are just realizing that, okay, they have data, they have information, but they don't really use it. And I think now we are at the moment when this could change, because like technology is developing, all the equipment start to turn bad and change to new ones. So they have everything now to work well. And since they have a lot of data, they start to realize that, okay, how much they lose by not knowing that what really happens in their production areas.
For me, that sounds to be very familiar and heartwarming, I can say, because to be honest, that's my personal view. I was a bit surprised by the fact, as Industry 4.0, IoT, okay, all these nice expressions have been introduced to the market. And let us be honest, it's more like 10 years, okay, already. But nobody was really into the subject, okay, let us integrate EX compliance, okay. And we just collected the data, okay, tremendous number of data, okay, horrible terabytes, okay. And at the end of the day, when you really ask the people, okay, what are you doing with all these data, then it was more like it's gathering data, collecting data, just to make people happy that we have a big mass of data. But that was at the end of the day, everything which was considered to be to have as an outcome of the, all these data resources was more like operational data, okay, and effectivity maybe, okay, but nothing to do with the basics. And this surprised me, because let us be honest, my all-time saying that we can run anything on a hazardous area site, but without delivering the proof of evidence that this is EX, it's no use. This cannot be operated, okay? So it has to be more like an available data for all in duty. Otherwise, it's just a crap, and it's just a functional unit, but without real compliance. And just a pen and paper, as you mentioned, topic, and having no access for further operation, because I cannot even read your writing, it will be no use, and no safety. Can we agree on that?
Yes, that's definitely true. Like it's the same like with system. We have very good system. We have a lot of data at companies, but if you don't use it, then it's basically useless.
I mean, it's like the Microsoft Word. Okay, if you don't type anything, it's just a nice let me say there are buttons at the top, but nothing happening. Okay, it's just still a blank paper.
Yeah, but after that many years of IoT started, we had a lot of data without basically not using it, as you already said. Now, since technology is further developing, AI is booming, companies realize the importance of using this data, because they can, and also by EPDS, you have a lot of data from your equipment, and you can use it not only for seeing if I'm compliant or not, but you can use it for planning, finding the weak spots of your daily work, daily operation, and find a way how you can save time and money, investment or everything to have a more effective production. Because what we see a lot of times, it's already managed by EPDS, that there is a lot of unnecessary costs at our clients, only because like different areas are just not communicating with each other. So basically there is a production in an EX area, some assets go wrong, and the people who go there to change it, they just don't know that it's an EX zone or not. And in our system, since it has the lifetime tracking not only of the equipment but the EX areas as well, it is very easy to warn them that, hey, no, don't buy a regular motor for $1,000, but buy an EX one, so you don't have to buy two motors at the end of the day.
So you are saying such a system will enable the user to comply with all the frameworks coming from various directives or various compliance issues at the same time. And as I can see, such a software might give the opportunity to add on all these frameworks and to the same level of understanding. And if all inspectors, all let me say operational people, okay, but I would include here the maintenance guys, the repair guys, but even authorities as well, okay, but let us not forget last but not least the user, the owner's side, okay, who is let me say giving the money for the operation, have a same time intel information, and a detailed information about the compliance, and they can do a better planning. I would say this
have a common understanding.
Yeah.
And a better planning.
And it's easily I would say that's an easy way of messaging each other, okay, because they immediately see the need of further investments or some changes in operation, okay, where to do what and how and when, as you mentioned. And I do believe that that's something very great, and it's, let us be honest, it's shortening all the delays, okay, which is today, I do believe, unfortunately, a tremendous break in all our operations that we are waiting for each other, okay? And here, at the same time, you can have access to the same operational layer and come to decisions easily, I would say. So I do agree fully, and to be honest, I'm fully convinced. Yeah, might be very interesting. Gage, I really appreciate your time, and I really admire your work, and looking forward. Okay, so like you might have seen, and that's more like to all our listeners, that all these systems are there for supporting our work and not taking away. Okay, here it means with the application, all these fundamental approaches, which means even though we should have considered this from the very beginning, this is a very interesting topic. Gage, one last question: what is the best timing to introduce such a system to a hazardous area industrial facility?
One thing I wanted to mention for your previous sentence is important to say that we are not making decisions instead of people, because compliance is always the responsibility of our clients. We just have them to make the good decision and prove their decision. And for what is the best time to implement this system? Since we usually face one big challenge, which is to gather all the data, since people who has this on paper usually can't find this data. And since it's always a big work to implement a new system, to digitalize everything, I think the best time to implement is when you have a series of inspections coming. So you can somehow do it together with the inspection and upload all the data into the system by a fresh inspection of assets.
Mm-hmm. But wouldn't it be better to have all these implementations done with a greenfield investment?
Of course, but...
Let us be idealistic, okay?
That greenfield investments are, according to my understanding, is our niche for this market, since we have a lot of factories already working, operating, and we need the systems there. So if it's a new factory, of course, at the beginning, during the planning phase, it's good to start to think about the systems you are using.
Yeah, for the reason what you have just announced, that data is missing. Okay, so availability of the data, if this data is provided by all the subcontractors or EPC companies, I do believe this is the best input to such a system like yours, and make it happen. Yes?
Yeah, that's right. I can agree that during the planning phase, it would be the best. But also during the planning phase, it would be also good to have some kind of system where they really see that what they need to care about. Because as I see that during planning of factory, sometimes companies just forget some of these compliance parts that they will need to comply for EX, for example, in the future, and how they should plan the hazardous area classifications and everything. So
many years before, we have announced the necessity of one guy, let me say that way, okay, it can be a lady as well, sure, one guy who is representing the interest of the owner, the later operational team. Otherwise, it will be pretty hard to do compliance as it is required, because certainly, let us be honest, an EPC has a different interest, okay? Even though they will do a perfect work, no question, no doubt, but still, how I will apply it, how I will use it, how I will operate it, that's these are different aspects, okay? So this kind of point of view, I do believe, shall be there from the very early scratch of such a project. And yes, the planning phase is a nice one, but let us be honest, such a planning phase can immediately integrate all these data, okay, into the system. So that would be the ideal positioning, yes, scheduling for such a system, and it can immediately work, and you can do later on after years a nice follow-up. Okay, it was designed that way, and let us not forget, during the daily operation we always need to comply with the design stage, yes, because the design stage itself can be modified in many ways, okay, during the planning, during the installation, commissioning, operation, etc, okay. So it is always we need to deal and comply with the updated design stage during the years. Gage, I really appreciate your time being here, being with us, and it's our pleasure. That let us be honest, that was the very first English ex-professional podcast. So it's great to have it done with you, Gage. And let us follow up. Okay, soon we will publish. And it was my pleasure, Gage, talking to you as well. And guys, looking forward. And let us not forget explosion protection is a topic for our daily needs. All our industries are related to explosion protection in some way. Even my glasses, okay, the sun protection layer is an EX phase, and so in many ways we are related to explosion protection. So we need to deal with it, and we need to have a safer world, okay, but operational, let us not forget, okay. Thank you, Gage. See you guys.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Bye-bye.